Hello friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi. I am teaching you subject of Internet Marketing. We are on Chapter 7, which is Internet Marketing Strategies. So let's understand what is this entire subject is all about. Chapter discusses and gives you the complete idea about how to shape up your Internet Marketing strategy, what are the key aspects that you have to keep in mind, and how do you achieve your Internet Marketing goals. Three components of the traditional marketing, which is segmentation, target market selection and positioning, still apply even on the internet marketing. This may be the terms of their cost to service or characteristics that make them accessible. So what we are trying to tell you that overall the product is being purchased or the service is being sought. It's only that the medium is either the brick and mortar store or the website or the internet. So therefore, overall the aspect of exchange and related marketing strategy tactics still remains valid for internet marketing. Process of segmentation, you know that you try to identify certain profile uniquely different but collectively together. That's what your segmentation is all about. So same thing you will have to apply even for the internet marketing. Website pages ranks determine your position in the search engine. So like you have to additionally in the internet marketing, search engine optimization is a crucial role which a marketing will have to play. So you have to have a strategy in place for that, which is not the case with the traditional marketing. So search engine, this thing plays a very vital role in generating volume of leads, visits to your digital platforms, and from there the lead conversions, etc. So search engine plays a role of bringing the right person to your digital platform. Conversions and all later happen based on the offer, how your website is friendly or how your digital tools are friendly. As the internet eliminates the geographical this thing, your segment spread is very wide and you can reach very wide and far, which was earlier difficult. Marketing targeting is a process of selecting the right segment which will give you volume, sufficiency and continuity. So one need to, however, in the internet world, you have to do it a little more in a refined manner. It is a data-centric decision. While in the traditional this thing, it was a research-centric decision. In line with the global trends, even Indian consumers are increasingly consuming the content being furnished, uploaded, provided on the net. So how do you handle that part? We have seen this in the reputation management earlier. Trend is observed that all types of contents, including the news and musics and videos, are getting increasingly consumed by people of different genres, different age, etc. So that's a very vital this thing, that it is available same time to different genres of their choice. So that's a very valid this thing, which is probably in the traditional marketing was not possible. So friends, we come to a very important subject matter of marketing strategy, which is segmentation and targeting. Marketing segmentation can be defined as the process of dividing your market into different homogeneous groups. Unique profile characterized in such a way that you can identify homogeneous group from the mass. So that's the slicing of your market. A variation depends upon various factors. It is like variation based on demographic, variation based on psychological, behavioral attitude, geography, buying practices, culture, society, various things impact the behavior of our consumers and make them therefore the unique consumer, which is identifiable when profiled. There are three types of market, essentially business, government and consumer market. You have to decide which market are you servicing. Yes, you can be in more than one. You can be present in any one of them. So that's what is the decision that you take. So accordingly from there, your segmentation need will emerge. So the business market involves the marketing of products to the business. I gave you an earlier example, alternator guy supplying it to the Crompton Greaves to make a fan, or SK bearing supplying bearings to the fan manufacturer or say windmill manufacturer. So then they become business to business collaborator. Business wishing to sell, government faces challenges unique to his market. So the business to government sale is also possible. So, but of course, it has its own challenges, which is an open tender, closed tender, and various other factors govern your business with the government body. business government and customer market. So consumer market involves making goods and services only for the end consumer. They are the final consumers. While consumer market is represented by all the individuals, households, etc., the government market is recognized by the government-owned bodies. So government, you know, nationalized production houses, government-owned production facilities, Steel Authority of India. It's a government body. It's a plant which is under, say, government of India, and therefore it's a government unit. Yeah, so your dealing with them becomes a business to government unit. You have to get into segmentation both for business and government again. Business segmentation is a very finer aspect possible. There are limited parameters to segment upon. Same is the case with government. But the consumer market requires finer aspects also to be tapped to segment your market uniquely so that you can evolve a homogeneous group. Faster cycle time for marketing strategy development, increase accountability of marketing efforts, and increase integration of marketing strategy. So why do you think the segmentation and targeting is essential? Because it helps you to create a strategy very focused, giving you faster cycle time to convert, identify your consumer and convert them into lead and lead to acquiring them. It makes your marketing effort accountable, and integration of our entire marketing strategy with the business strategy is possible when you get into segmentation and targeting. Segmentation and targeting customer online, important geographic and demographic segmentation. So these are now the way the segmentation can happen. The one aspect is through demography and geographic, this thing. Both can be separately tackled, or both can be jointly also, geodemographic segmentation as we say, or a geographic segmentation or a demographic segmentation. There are those attributes which has been written based on which this segmentation can evolve. What is the importance of it? Yeah, customer needs, wants and usage rate in certain geographic and certain with certain demographic are considered to be same. So people in South India have certain specific evolved tastes. They are among the community member, they are among the close proximity. So they will have similar kind of Kerala you go. So Kerala silk is more preferred vis-a-vis the other silk. So that kind of their color combination of saris and all will vary from what is available in Marwad or what is available in Bhuj, Saurashtra, etc. So that's why people in certain geography have certain similarity of taste and liking. So therefore, it's an individual segmentation. Demographic, higher, middle and lower income group will have certain kind of a taste. And therefore, their trend of purchase also will be on a uniform, homogeneous, identifiable groups. Then your second aspect is the psychographic and behavioral segmentation. Psychographic variables includes these factors, which is interest, opinions, his self-image, his personality, his attitudes, what are the activities that he gets into. So those are the aspects on which you evaluate the psychographic of an individual. Psychographic is related to his mindset. So mindset, what is his mindset and how he looks at various products and services. So that's what is one important aspect. Behavioral variables are again different variables. Usage rate. So what is his usage rate? Once a month or once in 15 days or product benefits. So what are the product benefits he looks at it? That's also one need to really find out. Brand loyalty. Is he a loyal customers? Is he buying regularly from you? Price consciousness. How conscious are they about price? Are they always buying for offers or they are open to buying at a reasonable price, etc.? Occasions like holidays or Mother's Day, you have, you know, now Valentine's Day going to come, but before that there's a Christmas. So various occasion centric this thing is also possible. Do they believe in such kind of a purchase? User status, whether he's a first timer, regular or a potential customers can be. So these are the behavioral aspects that one need to really define for themselves and then try and see whether they can create a homogeneous identifiable segment which can be targeted by them or not. Continuing to understand psychographic and behavioral segmentation, in this online world, trade-off is easier than in the offline world because firms can quickly collect data that both are actionable and meaningful. In the online world, because of the real-time data being generated, it is very easy for companies to trade off certain things very quickly. If they notice something not working, they can make something else to work, which is not the case with the offline media. It takes quite a time for corrective action. Clickographics, the observations of the online customers' behavior using clickstream data, is an interesting example of behavior variable. So clickographic is nothing but how consumer, when reaches a particular digital platform, his behavior is shaping up. So from where he goes, where from there, where he goes, how much time he spends, etc. This is when studied, gives definitely a behavioral understanding about consumers. So when you do it for one guy, when you do it for 100, when you do it for 1,000, the trend emerges. So that's what is the psychographic and behavioral segmentation importance. Business markets can be segmented on the basis of consumer market variables, but because of many inherent differences, like businesses are few, but they purchase large. So you can probably use the consumer behavioral segmentation, but it's not possible every time, because you have a very limited number of cement manufacturer, limited number of boiler manufacturer, but whenever they buy in bulk. And so that's what is the difference in that. Evaluation is in depth. Somebody generates the request for the product, but he is not the one who decides about it. There is a series of other committees, or there are series of this thing in the purchase department. So the entire evaluation is in depth before they finalize, and joint decisions are generally made in business. So therefore, influencing anybody one may not really work for you. So that's a little tricky. So segmentation of B2B is little tricky, and it is often handled in a different manner. Business markets might be segmented on the basis of company size. You could have industry types. So that is what is a cement or manufacturing or electronic, which is a general classification. Purchasing approaches, whether there is a functional approach, whether there is a collective approach, whether there is an individualist approach, etc. So you can do this kind of a segmentation based on your understanding about business consumers. Business market might be, second is the product range usage. So product usage is like, again, they classify the product into most consumed, urgent or high value, low numbers, high value, high numbers, low value, low numbers. So those kind of classifications are there. So nuts and bolts may come into low value, high numbers. So that's how they look at. So where is that product usage lying? That will give you an idea of also a segmentation. Situational factors like seasonal trends, is there an urgent buy generally taking place for such products? Is it the delivery that has been looked upon? So what is it that really you create as a differentiation, or what is it based on which you can define your segments? Here we are talking about defining. Geographic, regional industrial growth rate, customer concentration. So there are certain industries are located in certain part of the country only. So how is it that helps you to segment? That is what you will have to determine. So even this is a factor in a B2B segmentation that is possible. So we are understanding targeting in that companies' online advertising, marketing, publishing, etc. and web related activities that they do have a reasonably good influence on your consumers, and challenge in terms of getting the volume is therefore directly associated with how are you able to target your customers well. This depends on the insight that you have about your consumers, their requirements, their service needs, etc. We come to a stage where now we can discuss, while targeting as a subject of focus, online persuasion tools that can be used by you. Exposure of consumers to the company's marketing effort affects their decision. Providing inputs for the customers' perception that they build in their mind. Mind is known as a black box out here. So decision making happens in the mind. How exposure that can drive that. So that persuasion tools create that exposure and influences black box, which is the mind-based thinking. He can alter certain behavior. Mind can add certain new behavior, etc. So that's where your persuasion tool works. Four types of industries are identified by BCG metrics. Why are we discussing it here? Because in your targeting, this is a one aspect that you can really bring in that will create a differentiation for you. So industries could be volume driven industries, could be stalemate industry, means there is no growth. It is growing at a very static growth. Steel industry is that industry which is on a rugged foundation, a strong foundation, so to say. Fragmented industry means the spread of this industrial, this thing is very fragmented, not in an organized way. they are either mostly in the unorganized sector or they are spread and being made in across the country. So that also impacts the differentiation dimension of yours. And specialized industry, is it a very specialized industry? So that plays a role. So in your targeting, even these aspects you can view in to select who's your target. So that will really help you to create a differentiation for yourself if you are able to understand this and then build this into your targeting of the B2B customers generally. This is not for necessarily B2C customers. We come to a stage where we probably can discuss how B2C customers can be differentiated on various dimensions. So first is a product differentiation that you can create. Product differentiation is a very important e-marketing strategy. It remains any marketing, it's a very important strategy. How you are differentiating yourself. But in a conventional marketing, a traditional marketing, it was more onto the product and the service that you could offer. But today it is not so in the internet marketing. So as they say, you would have seen very relevant stories that Ola owns no car but still have so many car as a possession of them. So same way, like all these internet people, Amazon makes nothing but still sells most of the thing. So it is that which creates a differentiation for you. So what is it? What's the platform through which you offer a product, etc., that makes the differentiation. Includes customization, feasibility, bundling of the product or services, etc. So customer feels that he has chosen what he wanted. So is your platform offers that? So that's your product differentiation. So I am considering the platform and product both together as a differentiation aspects. Cost leadership is a strategic differentiation factor when it comes to differentiating your product. So is it always driven by the offer or it is able to stand alone? Generally online they say because they buy in bulk, they have economies of scale, etc. The expectations are natural to see that this product is available to at a most economical rate and qualities and all are as expected by the consumers. Product differentiations can be on quality, on performance, on conformance and on design and style. So these are other attributes on which the product differentiation can take place. Quality is all about how good your product is, the longevity, etc. Though the longevity is not now considered really as this thing, but overall when in use, what is the quality? Performance is how trouble-free the performance is and does it satisfy the need of the consumers? It performs as expected or not, etc. Conformance is like whether it conforms to the various claims that you have put in, various expectations of the customers or not, besides legal and other manufacturing standard conformances, etc. Design and style. So do you have a distinct design style, innovative approach to designing and style? All those things will create a differentiation for you in the eyes of your targeted consumers. Then comes the service differentiation. After we have understood all aspects of product, we come to a stage of service as a differentiation. Customer service is definitely a major differentiation than even the product differentiation. Because owner of the product or the purchaser believes that the product choice he has already made, but he is delighted by the way that has been serviced to him. So customers feel more delighted if he's serviced well. So service is another differentiator. That's the reason why today you see that even delivery of the product is given a different way, different touch. So automobile dealerships are delivering a car in presence of family member with puja being done, token of gifts given, etc. The photograph is taken, photograph is framed and shared with the family member. So all these are the service aspects. How are you able to service specific query, etc. Awareness of order online by the customers of your product is generated by media advertising. Media generates product awareness. So we are trying to take you a stage where product awareness is possible to be populated or popularized by using various other promotion and advertising media. But the service differentiation is not possible by communicating, it is by an experience that will happen. So that's the differentiation aspect that you have to ensure. Personal differentiation, personalized service and one-to-one relationship building between customer and a supplier that will create a different bond, different loyalty among the targeted customers. It could be a niche customer base. Few other parameters involves like a competence, courtesy, credibility, of the service provider or product provider, reliability, responsiveness and communication. How good you are communicating and continuously updating consumers also plays a vital role. So, we have understood product, service and personal differentiation as a parameter of differentiation under overall our marketing strategy. So, we have covered segmentation and those parts. We have understood what is differentiation and the ways the differentiation can take place. There is also the another aspect which is a channel differentiation. Today, faced with the challenge, companies have adopted multiple channel strategies. So, they have probably multi-level channel strategy when they have to reach their product to brick and mortar stores across the country. But when it comes to online, probably they have got into direct or at the most one level. So, direct is generally more preferred because supply chain managers are your outsourced partner and then they manage order if it is handed over to them very well. So, your strategy lies in how quickly you make the product available to your service provider. So, as a result, either the supply chain management also manages a warehouse for you or you manage a warehouse where you put a, goods in a tactical manner so that you are able to service faster. Channel differentiation is definitely a very important differentiator because then you are able to service customers within either given time frame or service faster. So, fast or the given time frame really differentiates you from the rest of the service provider, the product provider or other manufacturer and producer in the market, especially in the online environment. Image differentiation, that is what you stand for, that decides your image. Identity is designed by the company and thought it in various actions company tries to make it known to the market. You believe in something about as your image. Now, how you communicate? You can communicate verbally, you can communicate by action and you can communicate by fulfillments. So, fulfillment is the last this thing but is the most important thing because fulfillment will build a natural image about your company. So, what you promise, what you believe in, you are doing it. That's what people will come back to you. Image is the understanding and the views of the market about your company. So, it's a perception based facts that shapes up towards you. So, you know how to manage that and you have to be consciously being aware about it. Effective image does three things for a product and the company. They can do that. It establishes the product's planned characteristics and the value proposition from whom it is coming. So, it's a character that a product also gets from you and therefore the value that it acquires. It distinguishes the product from competing products. Your image will distinguish it straight away. People will straight away believe in the product that you offer if you have a competitive edge in terms of your image differentiation. The identity of the company product is communicated to the market straight away by symbols, by written and authorized audiovisual medias. Atmosphere of the physical place, the place where consumers really go to buy. In this case, maybe atmosphere of the online place also place can be one important thing. Events organized, so event created online and sponsored online also makes a image differentiation. So, image differentiation has its own advantage. So, we have understood various ways that the differentiation can be handled. These strategies that we have understood differentiation are relevant even for the internet marketing and therefore company needs to really strive for differentiation strategy. Company can offer very wide range of service to both employers and employees. What we are trying to tell you is to image building, even your employees play a very vital role. Therefore, company when it comes to image building, differentiation as a this thing should also communicate actively with the employees. Six differentiation strategies are unique to online business. They are environment, trust, pricing, user-generated content, timely order processing and customer relationship management. When I say environment, it is a website needs to provide visitors with the friendly environment. When they visit your website or the digital platform, a visit should really facilitate good search, visit should really facilitate his information need and visit should really help him in deciding which is the right product for him, etc. So, that environment that you create for him is very vital. The trust is the trust in you. How you build that trust is very important differentiation strategy. Efficient and timely order processing. So, it's your ability. So, that has to do with One is a technology bandwidth and second is your supply chain efficiency. So how you are able to mix these two things and ensure that customer gets timely supplies as indicated to him, as promised to him. Pricing, of course, in the web world or the online world, they say that the price has to be always low. But essence is like how you create this pricing strategy, which differentiates you from the rest. So is your pricing connected with the value? Is your pricing connected with the convenience that you offer? Is your pricing is related to the customer need and the kind of product that he wants, etc.? So are you able to offer him staggered pricing or a volume-based pricing, etc.? So that is very important in the online this thing. It is not that one-piece product pricing that customer is always looking for. Customer relationship management is very vital role. Customer relationship management encompasses every aspect, right from lead to the post purchase behavior, and it may extend up to even end of product life cycle. So today there are companies who come out with repurchase promise after 4 years, 3 years, etc. So or 3 years free service and all. So that's an entire cycle through which you have to handhold or be with your customers. So that's the customer relationship management. User generated content, yes, how do you enhance customer self experience and then customer self coming proactively forward to generate a content which is about your product or the service and then puts it on the social media. That will really give you a positive traction and that will really differentiate you. So now we come to a very important subject matter of marketing strategy, which is positioning. So we are understanding the foundations of positioning. It's a result of your derived differentiation. Point of differentiation will give you possibility of where you occupy strong differentiation over rest of your competitors. From there, you are able to create perceived mind space which you can occupy. So is it a speed, whether it is a quality, whether it is a price, whether it is a support, whether it is an innovation, what is it that will get into the mind? Provided that space in the mind of the consumer is empty, then only you can go and retain. It will be very difficult to displace somebody. You find out empty position in the mind of the consumers and then you try to occupy them so that you are able to be there for a longer period of time. It's the ability of you to differentiate in a recallable manner in the minds of your consumer. So when you feel thirsty, whether thumbs up comes to your mind or Pepsi comes to your mind. So that's where the art of positioning is there. So you have created a differentiation. Differentiation is then leveraged to understand what you really think you can occupy and sustain over a period. That is translated in terms of customer's mind map, wherein you try to find what is an empty position that you can take and stay there for a longer period of time. Remember, positioning is always rented. So you have to continuously strive to retain that position that you have acquired. So what are the foundations for positioning? On what premise that you can think of? One is important, distinctive, superior, communicable, preemptive, affordable, profitable. I will briefly just touch upon. So what is an important point that you relate to your consumer with and that you remain there in the mind of your consumer, then that will give you a distinct position. Is there anything distinctive about you? So can that be maintained over a longer period of time? So yes, then you can occupy superiority. So is there a superiority that you have which is differentiating? Can you communicate that? You may have something, but it is very difficult to communicate. Then that's not a right positioning approach. Preemptive, is it something that somebody has not spoken about before? Is it that you are claiming it for the first time? Then that's the one possible this thing. Affordable, to communicate and occupy this positioning, whatever that you need to do, is it affordable for you? And then is it profitable? Will it get you the required traction in terms of volume? So these are the points that you look at when you decide any particular positioning to be promoted. How do you go about? So first aspect is a product or the service. So whatever that you are into it, how distinguished it is and how different it is, what is so unique about it, why consumer must use your product over others, etc. So these are some of the things. So on a product or a service level itself, you can create a unique positioning. But yes, one has to remember the challenge today iPhone has is not iPhone to compete with Samsung. iPhone competes with themselves. So they challenge themselves in terms of their own product, and their challenge is, biggest positioning challenge is to differentiate from the other iPhone product that so far being in the market. So you understand the importance of positioning and where product and positioning play a role. In an e-marketer, goal is to build a strong, distinguishable, defensible, means nobody can take that over a long period of time. That's the challenge that e-marketers face, because e-marketing is so volatile. People come with fancy offers and probably take away consumers from you, etc. So that's what a very important challenge, defensible and sustainable. Attributes are features such as color, comfort, level, ingredients, etc. They may give you the distinct this thing, but more so higher order differentiation points like innovation, uniqueness, etc. will really create a long sustainable positioning in the mind of the consumers. Generally, the product positioning process involves how you go about, that is defining the market. So you first define your market, where you are going to compete and where you have to create your mark. It has to do with segmentation, targeting and the nature of market altogether. Identify the attributes, so-called dimensions, so-called point of differentiation on which you are really standing apart from your customers, competitors, etc. From the point of view of customers. Collect information from the sample. So you probably get into sampling certain things to know what customer perceive about when you talk about certain distinguishable points that you have identified. So do the customer really see that worthy of it? Do the customer see that aligned to you, etc.? So then from there you shortlist one. You have to ultimately shortlist one which you are going to talk too much about. Determine each product's share of mind. So what is the share of mind currently? Is there an empty space? Is there somebody you need to displace? Or is there a new position that you have to create? Determine each product's current location. So what is your different products have occupied, what positioning? So that you know that what you need to really do now. So that's what is the game plan that will enable you to decide your current positioning, new positioning. And determine the target market's preferred contribution of attributes referred to as an ideal vector. So determine the target market's preferred DNA. So now that you are coming out with the new product or further with the new positioning, look at from the target market point of view. So that is very important. Then examine the fit between the position of your current product vis-a-vis position of the ideal vector. So what positioning that you have vis-a-vis what is an ideal position that you want to take. So if there is a fit, then yes, you are ready for taking that positioning as a plank. If it is not, then probably you may have to think how you can change this positioning. So you have to get into additional activity to bring the fit between change perception and the current position that you are trying to move it. At the end, the interest in the start a conversation. So build this interest in that positioning, start conversation, and that conversation will give you an idea whether you are on the right track. Online medium allows you a conversation. Use that for positioning development. So that's what is the crux of it. After the product or the service, next positioning factor could be the technology. So are you technology centric? Are you in the technology product field itself? So mobile is looked upon as a very technology marvel. So every model which comes out, customer is looking at what's new in it, which is not case with the mixers or grinders, etc. Once upon a time, yes. So technology that you bring, the innovativeness of it, the uniqueness of it, distinctiveness of it, how easy it is for customers to comprehend, etc., will create a positioning for you. In the technology sector, intellectual content is very high. Means you reserve the right, you can patent them, etc. So cost of product no doubt increases with the technology or the innovation that you bring in. However, there are groups of customers who wish to pay for you for that. It may be a smaller number, but they are willing to pay you premium price. So that's what is the power of technology. Benefit-driven positioning. Here, benefit-driven positioning is like, what is the benefit that you are offering, value for money that you are offering. On that premise, you can really create a distinctive differentiation positioning. What this product will do for me? How long will it work without any breakdowns? You know what? These are the mean time between failures, service provider free of cost, parts availability, this thing, okay, so ease of servicing and all. So what is this benefit? So you can create a benefit-driven differentiation. Quality in benefit differentiation is also there. Differentiation relation to the price benefit is also there. Functional features or design also can create a benefit differentiation. ignorance of buyers regarding the essential characteristics. So buyers, if they are not aware of essential characteristics, you bring in certain basic essential characteristics or in your product, that itself will talk a lot about the benefit that you have provided. Promotion driven benefit can be communicated, so that's an active sales promotion is an active benefit driven positioning proposition. The relationship between the profit and product differentiation reveals both. So profit and product differentiation really reveals the equation between the two. So whether one is happening at the cost of others or both facilitating each other, complementing each other, so to say. So benefit driven segmentation is one approach. Integrators, so how are you? This strategy is a particular important online because customers want convenience and one-stop shopping, similar to the mall concept, so-called. Here, when customer comes to buy, he expects everything else will be taken care of. So when I come to buy a product, if it is a finance scheme is available, if it is an EMI driven this thing, if I can make a payment as per my choice of medium, various things, that the way I am seeking a delivery, everything, are you able to integrate and offer to them? Then that's a real differentiation. Some companies wants to know for providing all the necessary innovations under product category, under industry category, etc. So how you are able to integrate the customer's purchase experience of your product will create a distinct positioning for you. Repositioning always remains a challenge. Competitor keeps coming. They find out what is the point of their differentiation over you. Now, if they are able to develop that well, then that means your positioning is under threat. And therefore, you need to move. You need to move the ice. You need to either strengthen by repositioning. So, repositioning is essentially strengthening either the current positioning in a way that it retains that, or you have to really find a new plank for your positioning. You go generally in a higher order. So from a utility or a product, then you move to the technology level, and then you move to the innovation level, etc. So generally you move in a higher order to create a distinct repositioning for yourself. So repositioning also is a one positioning strategy that one can adopt. So in short, friends, in this online shopping behavior, we have understood aspects about how consumers behave when it comes to online. What are those behavioral aspects related to web service that you need to do? We have understood the entire marketing strategy perspective, starting with segmentation, targeting, differentiation, positioning, various ways you differentiate, various ways you position, etc. So this chapter is important because it's a strategic chapter. Strategy of internet marketing is all in this, and we have understood this. Online marketers influencing decision process, also we have understood how online marketing can influence the consumer decision by adopting differentiation, positioning, etc. A complex mix of four P's of the traditional marketing is definitely there, but online has to create a different way that it engages and creates a differentiation with their target customers. So that's the challenge of online marketing. They can adopt to the traditional media, but in their case, the medium and method and the ideas and innovation is unbound. So they have to really utilize this to their advantage. So friends, can be defined also, we have defined segmentation, as I told you, how the advertising and various web-related service can provide differentiation and challenge that is there in front of you. How the data-driven approach can be taken to differentiation, we have studied that. We have got into the positioning also, and we have understood various aspects of positioning, how you create your distinct positioning that will help you to sustain in the online market. Thank you, friends.